USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Fiona washed houses into the sea, tore the roofs off of others, and knocked out power to the vast majority of two Canadian provinces as it made landfall before dawn Saturday as a big, powerful post-tropical cyclone. Fiona transformed from a hurricane into a post-tropical storm late Friday, but it still had hurricane-strength winds and brought drenching rains and huge waves. Renee J. Roy, a resident of Chanel Port-au-Basque and chief editor at Rec House Press, said in a phone interview that between 8 to 12 houses and buildings have washed into the sea. He said, "It's quite terrifying." Meanwhile, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for all of Florida on Saturday as Tropical Storm Ian gained strength over the Caribbean and is forecast to become a major hurricane within days as it tracks towards the state. DeSantis had initially issued the emergency order for 2 dozen counties on Friday, but he expanded the warning to the entire state, urging residents to prepare for a storm that could lash huge swaths of Florida. The storm has the potential to strengthen into a major hurricane, and we encourage all Floridians to make their precautions, DeSantis said in a statement. We're coordinating with all state and local government partners to track potential impacts of this storm. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden also declared an emergency for the state, authorizing the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA to coordinate disaster relief efforts and provide assistance to protect lives and property. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York Saturday, called for peace in the Ukraine conflict. He spoke through a translator.
China supports all efforts conducive to the peaceful resolution of the Ukraine crisis.
While talking of peace one minute, Yi also flexed a little muscle in another.
There is but one China in the world, and Taiwan is a part of China, and that the PRC government is the sole legal government representing the whole of China.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
They are still without power in Puerto Rico.
Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the islands with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in triggering overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of Wednesday morning, 1,091,000 homes in Puerto Rico are still without power. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
A Mississippi man has been charged with a federal hate crime for burning a cross in the front yard to threaten his black neighbors. Axel Cox, 23, has been charged with one count of criminal interference with a right to fair housing and one count of using fire to commit a federal felony. According to court records, Cox chose to burn a cross in front of a black family because of their race. This happened December the 3rd of 2020. This is another stark reminder of how bigotry, racism, and hate-fueled violence are alive and well in our country. Mississippi is no exception, Wade said. Football legend Brett Favre is still denying any wrongdoing as federal authorities probe alleged welfare fraud in Mississippi connected to funding for sports facilities. And actress Louise Fletcher has died. Her career spanned 6 decades, but it was her Oscar-winning role as the cold-hearted nurse Ratchet opposite Jack Nicholson in 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that brought her lasting acclaim. Fletcher was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.